Akashwani presents Morning News. Good morning, I'm Sunil Verma. The headlines. Government notifies Income Tax Rules 2026, focusing on enhancing compliance and simplifying tax procedures to be effective from 1st of next month. Election Commission mandates pre-certification of political ads on electronic and digital media ahead of assembly polls and by-elections. US pauses sanctions on Iranian oil stranded at sea to help curb soaring energy prices. Iran and Israel continue to exchange strikes. Eid al-Fitr, marking culmination of holy month of Ramzan, being celebrated today. In Orléans Masters Badminton, Tanvi Sharma to take on Nozomi Okuhara of Japan, while Isharani Borua to face Thailand's Pichaman Upatniput in semi-finals of women's singles in France this evening. The government has notified the Income Tax Rules 2026, which will come into effect from the 1st of next month. The new rules aim to enhance compliance through stricter disclosures while simplifying tax procedures by reducing the number of rules. The rules mark a major overhaul of procedural and compliance systems under direct taxation. The Ministry of Finance has informed that the rules implement provisions of the Income Tax Act 2025, replacing older procedural systems and incorporating updated definitions, compliance structures, and new reporting mechanisms. The Income Tax Rules 2026 has introduced clear guidelines for complex cases such as debenture conversions, income disclosure schemes for assets, and cross-border restructuring. Speaking on the launch of Prarambh 2026, a nationwide awareness campaign on Income Tax Act 2025 in New Delhi yesterday, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman said the Act lowers errors, disputes, and compliance cost.
So the Income Tax Act 2025 obviously replaces the 1961 Act in making it simpler and fair and clear. With all these instruments which are also being given for people to use, it will certainly set the trend for India to be seen as a very tax-friendly country.
The Election Commission has issued an order to regulate political advertisements across electronic and digital media ahead of the upcoming assembly polls in four states of Assam, Kerala, Tamil Nadu and West Bengal and the Union Territory of Puducherry, along with elections in six states. These are by-elections in six states. According to the order, all political parties, candidates and even individuals or organizations must get their advertisements approved before publishing them. The approval must be taken from the Media Certification and Monitoring Committee, MCMC. This rule applies to advertisements shown on TV, radio, public display screens, e-papers, bulk SMS, voice messages and social media platforms. The Election Commission of India, ECI, has constituted 19 appellate tribunals in West Bengal to hear appeals related to inclusion or exclusion of voters in the electoral rolls as part of the Special Intensive Revision SIR exercise in the state. The ECI said the decision was taken in compliance with the 10th of March 2026 order of the Supreme Court and based on recommendation of the Chief Justice of the Calcutta High Court. India has adopted a coordinated and proactive approach to the evolving situation in West Asia. Through joint measures by various ministries, the government is ensuring uninterrupted energy supply across the country while also taking steps to prevent hoarding, black marketing and panic buying. We have a report.
The government has emphasized that all refineries are operating at high capacity with adequate crude inventories. The Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas noted that domestic production of LPG has increased by about 40%. The ministry said that no fuel shortages have been reported and also advised citizens against panic buying. It further informed that a strict enforcement action is underway with thousands of raids conducted across the country to curb hoarding and black marketing. The ministry said that in the natural gas sector, priority supplies are being maintained for house households and transport, while industrial consumption is being regulated. It added that the city gas distribution companies are promoting PNG connections to reduce dependence on LPG. The government also assured that all Indian seafarers in the region are safe, with no incidents reported. It said that ports are functioning smoothly without congestion, and additional measures have been taken to facilitate cargo movement and storage. The Ministry of External Affairs said that the safety of Indian nationals remains a top priority. Hundreds have been evacuated through coordinated efforts, while special flights are being operated to ensure their return. The government has also launched the Resilience and Logistic Interventions for Relief Initiative to provide enhanced risk coverage and financial support to exporters affected by disruptions in the region. With Vishnu P.S., Soumya Sharan for Akashwani News, Delhi.
The West Asia conflict involving the United States-Israel alliance and Iran is intensifying rapidly. Fresh military strikes and retaliatory attacks on key energy infrastructures in Gulf countries are further escalating tensions in the region and casting a shadow over the celebrations of Eid al-Fitr and Persian New Year of Nowruz. U.S. officials have announced that the Trump administration will lift sanctions on Iranian oil stranded at sea under a one-month license as the White House tries to bring down soaring oil prices. The pause applies to Iranian oil loaded on ships till yesterday and is set to end on the 19th of next month. On the other hand, Iran fired on Israel and energy sites in neighboring Gulf Arab states and threatened to expand its retaliatory attacks to include recreational and tourist sites worldwide. In response, Israel pounded Tehran with airstrikes. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said, Israel will stop attacking the gas fields that Iranians depend on for most of their electricity at the request of US President. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app.
Wow, Vikram, the lifestyle, the board meetings, the influence. What's the secret?
It's no secret. I'm a company secretary, a key managerial person in the company.
That's serious power.
Well, it is. You advise the board, you shape decisions, and with that comes authority, prestige, and a rewarding package.
For complete details, visit www.icsi.edu. Step into the corporate sector and build a career that defines growth.
Eid al-Fitr is being celebrated with religious fervor and gaiety in various parts of the country today. The festival marks the culmination of the fasting month of Ramzan. On the occasion, faithfuls dressed in traditional attire are offering Eid prayers at Eidgahs and mosques. They exchange greetings and visit relatives and friends, sharing sweets along with warm wishes. In Delhi, the main Eid congregations are being held at Jama Masjid, Fatehpur Masjid and Shahi Eidgah. In Jammu and Kashmir, Eid al-Fitr, marking the end of the holy month of Ramzan, is being celebrated today with religious fervor and joy. In Uttar Pradesh, special namaz will be held in many places like Lucknow, Agra, Kanpur, Bijnor, Muradabad, Rampur and Prayagraj. We have a report from our Lucknow correspondent.
In all city areas, the markets and shops were open for whole night where people did last-minute purchasing for Eid celebrations. Since the weather has changed in many parts of the state, special arrangements of tents and plastic covers are being made for the devotees to offer the prayers peacefully. In the state capital, the prayers will be led by Maulana Rashid Firangi Mehli at the Aish Bagh Eidgah. Police have rolled out an extensive security arrangement to ensure safe and peaceful celebrations across the state. Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath has congratulated people and said that on the occasion of Eid, everyone should take a pledge to further strengthen harmony and peace. Sushil Chandra Tiwari, Akashwani News, Lucknow.
President Draupadi Murmu has extended greetings to the people on Eid al-Fitr. In her message, the president said, the festival gives the message of self-control, charity and compassion for the underprivileged. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has extended greetings to the people on the occasion of Eid al-Fitr today, wishing that the festival strengthen brotherhood and kindness. In a social media post, Mr. Modi also wished everyone happiness, good health and prosperity on this joyous occasion. The Delhi police has implemented multi-layered security arrangements across the city in view of the festival of Eid today. In a statement, Delhi police urged the citizens to act responsibly and refrain from sharing rumours, unverified content or misleading information on social media. Delhi police said it enforces a strict zero-tolerance policy against any attempt to disturb public peace and communal harmony. President Draupadi Murmu will offer prayers at Dhanghati Temple in Govardhan in Mathura district of Uttar Pradesh on the third day of her visit to the state today. Our correspondent reports that the president will also undertake the traditional Govardhan Parikrama before returning to Delhi.
Govardhan Hill has a great religious significance as it is associated to Lord Krishna. The full circle of Govardhan is 21 kilometers and the major sites which comes during the Parikrama include Dhanghati Temple, Radha Kund, Shyam Kund, Kusum Sarovar and Jatipura. The three-day visit of President Murmu to Uttar Pradesh began on Thursday with the darshan of Ram Janmabhoomi Temple in Ayodhya. After that, she offered prayer at ISKCON Temple and Prem Mandir in Vrindavan. The president also inaugurated the new oncology block of Ramakrishna Mission Sevashram, which is aimed at strengthening cancer care facilities in the region. Dipendra Kumar, Akashwani News, Mathura.
In Ohlyon Masters Badminton, India's Tanvi Sharma will take on former world champion Nozomi Okuhara of Japan in the semi-finals of women's singles at Palais des Sports in France this evening. Tanvi defeated Japan's sixth seed Natsuki Nidaera 21-14, 21-14 in the quarterfinal clash yesterday. In the other last four clash, India's Isharani Borua will face Thailand's Pichamen Upatniput tonight. Isharani stormed into the semi-final after Malvika Bansod retired midway during the women's singles quarterfinal match while lagging 9-21, 7-15 in an all-Indian clash. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Subhadra Ramachandran.
Thank you, Sunil. West Asia conflict continues to dominate front page of dailies. Iran threatens world tourism spots as more leaders killed, headlines in the Sun Times. Iran now unable to enrich uranium, says Netanyahu. US looks at control of Kharg, reads the headline in the Indian Express. Rupee breaches 93 per dollar as risks from long Iran war mounts, writes Financial Express. Singed by Iran fire, rupee drops 108 paise in single session. Worst fall in 4 years, reads the top headline in the Times of India. In a shot in the arm for India's high growth weight loss drugs, generic versions of the expensive branded medicine will hit the shelves today with price discounts as deep as 70 to 90%. Reports the Indian Express. In its editorial piece titled Restoring Rights, The Hindu says that Supreme Court's ruling granting adoptive mothers 12 weeks of paid maternity leave affirms equality with biological mothers. It notes that the judgment recognizes adoption as an expression of reproductive autonomy and caregiving as central to motherhood. The paper highlights the push towards gender-neutral parenting, including need for paternity leave, and urges the government to reform laws. The Union government has blocked another 300 websites and applications related to betting, bringing the total number to over 8,400, writes the Pioneer. Unusual rain and hail in several states have damaged crops ready for harvest, reports in the Sun Times. In a significant shift from earlier allegations, Canada has indicated that there is currently no evidence linking agents of the government of India to clandestine operations on Canadian soil, writes the Tribune. And finally, in an unfortunate incident, a newly recruited vet, Dr. Samiksha Reddy, was attacked and killed by a pregnant hippopotamus during a routine health check at Shivamogga Zoo, reports the Times of India. With that, it's back to you, Sunil.
Thank you, Subhadra. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Government notifies Income Tax Rules 2026, focusing on enhancing compliance and simplifying tax procedures to be effective from 1st of next month. Election Commission mandates pre-certification of political ads on electronic and digital media ahead of assembly polls and by-elections. US pauses sanctions on Iranian oil stranded at sea to help curb soaring energy prices. Iran and Israel continue to exchange strikes. Eid al-Fitr, marking culmination of holy month of Ramzan, being celebrated today. In Ohlyon Masters Badminton, Tanvi Sharma to take on Nozomi Okuhara of Japan, while Isharani Borua to face Thailand's Pichamen Upatniput in semi-finals of women's singles in France this evening. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.